I left the Hollies for a couple of reasons. One of them was that I didn't feel that they trusted my need for direction. Every Hollies single that we had made, you know, apart from the first couple, made it into the top 10, and that's where we were used to being. You'd bring out a single, it would go into the top 10. That's what we were used to. When I was with the Hollies, I think we had 14, maybe 16 top 10 hits, right? King Midas in Reverse came along, and that I wrote in Croatia. We made a very decent record of it, but it only got into the top 30. And so the Hollies were, bloody hell, we failed, you know. And now most bands would give their right arm to have a top 30 hit. But because we were used to being in the top 10, being in the top 30 wasn't so special, right? So that was one point. Then they wanted to do an album of Bob Dylan songs. And I just didn't like the way that it was going. I'm a great fan of Bob Dylan. I think he's our greatest poet, and I think he's one of our greatest singers. And the way that the Hollies wanted to do some of his stuff appalled me. I did actually sing on Blowing in the Wind, and it's out there somewhere, and to me it's just awful. It's kind of a Las Vegas kind of, how many roads can it? Come on, this isn't the Rat Pack here. Come on, let's go. Anyway, so those couple of things, plus I'd written Marrakesh Express and the Hollies had tried to record it and they just weren't into it. And it was obvious to me that my time with the Hollies was coming to an end. I was ambivalent about leaving, I must confess. I've always liked being a member of a band. I've always liked interaction with other musicians. I was taking a big chance. My friends thought I was crazy. You're leaving the Hollies, all this fame, all these women, all this money. Are you nuts? You know, but they hadn't heard what me and David and Stephen sounded like. And if they had, they would probably have understood better. But it was a sad time. I was leaving my friend, Alan Clark, who had been my friend since I was 5 or 6 years old. So that was painful for me. But my mother and father had always taught me to follow my heart, and my heart said that this blend that I'd created with David and Stephen was magically unique and that I need to follow it. And that's what I did.